want to talk now about a man in his 80s who was airlifted to Cork University Hospital following a farm accident yesterday in the Glencar area. One of the emergency and volunteer services involved in response was the Ivara Coast Guard. Jonathan Walsh was officer in charge of Ivara Coast Guard, and he spoke to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy.
So approximately yesterday evening at 10:08, the Ivara Coast Guard received a call from Valencia Radio Rescue Substation. They had got a call from local HSE paramedics. They required assistance on a farm accident that had happened in the Glencar area involving livestock. So it was believed that a man in his 80s had been attacked by a bull at the time. So we got our team together and we responded quite quickly. So as we arrived on site, HSE paramedics were already there treating the man's injuries. It was believed that he had been checking a cow that had calved earlier in the day, and his dog was with him, and the cow became alarmed by the dog, and he attacked the dog, and he got trampled in the ensuing
exchange
afterwards. Yes. Now the natures of his injuries were quite serious, so the paramedics needed the assistance of Rescue 115, who arrived very quickly on scene, and we got the casualty ready and stretchered him into the helicopter, and he was up in a matter of minutes, and he was on his way to Cork. Yeah, so that was kind of the bones of the whole incident.
And he's being treated now at Cork University Hospital, and we really do hope the man, who we understand is 84 years old, we really, really do hope that he recovers from his injuries. We understand he has sustained serious chest injuries. Can you tell us who raised the alarm?
So it was his own family members who had come to look for him, because he'd been missing for quite some time, we believe. This incident may have occurred at 2 p.m. earlier in the day, but we're not sure, you know. He went to go and check his animals, but he hadn't returned home, and it was his own family members that raised the alarm. They went and they found him, and they called emergency services immediately.
But an example of a joint coordinated response by Valencia Coast Guard, by yourselves at Ivara Coast Guard, who are all volunteers, and Shannon Rescue Helicopter, and indeed we must mention, obviously, as well, very importantly, the HSC, the paramedics, who played a very, very crucial role initially when the alarm was raised that this man had been injured.
Yes, we are very blessed in the locality that we are, you know, that we're in, that we have a very close working relationship with all the emergency services. Also, there are members of the Gardaí Síochána and Kerry Mountain Rescue, who is also close by. You know, we're very lucky that we have a very close working relationship with all the major responders to incidents, yes.
How long have you been involved with Ivara Coast Guard?
Yeah, personally, I joined up in 2010. And it was Tony Donnelly was the OIC at the time, and we were great friends, and he just asked me one day, he said, would you be interested in coming along with us? And it has been the best thing I've done in my life, really. You know, it's utter joy there to be able to help those who need help at time, you know. And you know, I suppose it's 9 out of 10 times when we get called, you know, we're called to a situation when we know the people, and it's great. It's an honor for us to be able to walk away knowing that we did our best for that person, you know.
And when you said OIC there, that's officer in charge, isn't it?
That's correct.
Particular, yeah. Coast Guard unit.
Yeah, last July I succeeded John Dowd, who was the officer in charge for nearly 7 years. He took over from Tony Donnelly, so it was a great honor to follow in the footsteps of two great leaders, you know. So, I took over in July, and I have a very, very good experience and professionals, crew. You know, we're all volunteers. We come from different backgrounds, you know. So, but when the pager goes off, you know, it's we step into a different world, and it's to react, and it's to help, and we put all our training to the fore, and you know, and it proves there, you know, on all the call outs we get in there, you know, that thank God, you know, most of them are, you know, we have a lot of successful, and then there's times too, you know, that people that don't make it, but it's the families come to us after, and they're very appreciative, you know, that we've done our best at the time, you know, when no one else could help.
And as you said there, Jonathan, the coordination and the good relationship between the Coast Guards, local Coast Guard units, the Shannon Rescue Helicopter, the Gardaí, the HSC, paramedics, Mountain Rescue, that's vital, isn't it?
It is, and it's all down to training also, you know, and we're regularly training with all the agencies, but Valencia Coast Guard Radio, they're on the pulse of everything, you know. They have a great team there, and you know, without those guys, we can't do what we do. And then, you know, with all our other agencies, with us into training with each other, we just over the weekend on Saturday, we were at Skellig's Rock with the members there of the Valencia RNLI and members of the OPW. We conducted a stretcher exercise from the monastical site there to down onto the pier onto the lifeboat. So we had a scenario there of a casualty having a cardiac arrest. And you know, it's training like that gives us any, you know, it builds up our
experience and your response
exactly builds up our experience and our response time, and it takes it gives us that edge that when something really happens, then you know, when that we're expecting, you know, we know what to do. There's no thinking. We just follow the plan.
And finally, Jonathan, again, our thoughts are with this man. We hope he makes a full recovery. Our thoughts are with his family as well. And this illustrates, from what we understand, he was trampled on by livestock, I should say. Goes again to highlight how sometimes dangerous farm work can be.
Yes, look, it's unfortunately every year there is a lot of incidents all around the country involving machinery and animals. You know, like, As a team last night, you know, when I was going to bed, I was getting a lot of text messages from our volunteers, you know, from the team. And again this morning, I got a phone call quite early, you know. We want to extend our, you know, our best wishes to the casualty and also to casualty's family. We hope he makes a full recovery. The unexpected can happen at any time.